From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations Security Council began an emergency meeting on North Korea's rocket launch Sunday, and diplomats say they expected the 15-nation body to condemn Pyongyang and redouble efforts to agree on new sanctions. Speaking to reporters ahead of the closed-door session, France's UN ambassador described North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket on Sunday as an outrageous provocation. "That's why weakness is not an option," he said. When asked about plans for a Security Council resolution to impose sanctions after a North Korean nuclear test last month, he answered, "The sooner the better, the firmer the better." Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said Sunday that he had spoken with his Japanese counterpart and both had agreed that the council should take strong action against North Korea. Meanwhile, South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD after North Korea claimed to have launched that satellite into space. A joint statement by both militaries said that the talks will explore the feasibility of THAAD deploying to and operating on the Korean Peninsula at the earliest possible date. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage Sunday, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan on the island's southwest coast. Authorities said Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 24 people and injured more than 500 others. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building. VOA News. Aid trucks and ambulances entered Syria from Turkey on Sunday to help tens of thousands of people who have fled an escalating government assault on Aleppo as airstrikes targeted villages on the road linking the city to the Turkish border. Rebel-held areas in and around Aleppo, Syria's largest before the war, are still home to 350,000 people, and aid workers have said they could soon fall to the government. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it's temporarily closing its Gaza office after protesters there repeatedly tried to storm it. A spokeswoman said the office will operate remotely until local authorities in Gaza can provide assurances that the premises, work, and staff are respected. Dozens of Gazians have protested daily at the office in recent weeks in solidarity with the Palestinian hunger striker detained by Israel. The U.S. National Football League Super Bowl 50 championship game is Sunday between the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers and will feature quarterbacks who are separated in age by 13 years. VOA's Park Brewer has this preview from San Francisco.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning will be 40 next month, well past the playing age of most NFL quarterbacks. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton is 26, playing his fifth year in the league compared to 17 seasons for Manning. Newton is considered one of the best and most electrifying players in the NFL, and he is also one of the fastest and biggest quarterbacks, standing nearly 2 meters tall and weighing 111 kilograms. He led the NFL this season with 45 total touchdowns, 35 passing, and 10 rushing, and he nearly led Carolina to an undefeated season with just one late-season loss. Park Brewer, VOA News, San Francisco.
Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen the country's democracy by enacting limits to the presidency and increasing parliament's power. However, opponents expressed doubts that they will bring meaningful change. The reforms passed Sunday with 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstaining, and several opposition lawmakers boycotting the vote. The amendments reintroduce a two-term limit on the presidency, reversing a 2008 reform that allowed 78-year-old President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to run for two additional terms. Somali government officials said Saturday that airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to the passenger who died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. The National Intelligence Agency has security recordings showing the two men giving the laptop to a passenger. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.